I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WICD, good morning.
Hi.
And what is your question for Rebecca Rosen this morning?
Well, I've lost some of my siblings and family members, and my dad's sick right now, and I just need to talk to him.
Sure. Okay, what was your name again?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
And I've dreamed things since I was a small child, and I see things and I know things, but I just don't know what to do with it.
Sure, yeah. We all have a connection to our loved ones and our higher, you know, selves knowing. And what's going on is, so I just saw this. So you have a brother who passed away?
Yes.
And was it pretty, was it his doing on some level, like maybe unintentional, but did he have a drug alcohol overdose?
No.
Okay, what happened with?
He had cancer and they gave him AIDS infected blood and it killed him.
I'm so sorry. Then that's what it is. But he signed up for this. Now, I know this might sound crazy, but we have soul contracts. And what I was about to say is you came into this lifetime with this heightened awareness and connection, okay?
I saw his death 10 years before it happened. We were still living at home when we were kids.
Yes, and so you were being prepared on some level to be able to handle this because his soul wasn't supposed to be here till he was an old man. And so his passing that way served a purpose to teach your family different lessons. And he wants me to tell you that whatever was in his system, it made him not really who he was at the end. So it's like, remember him when he was well versus at the end. He's also showing me, he talks to you often with numbers. So when you see certain numbers like 444, you know, 111177, like any double numbers, that's going to be one way he lets you know he's around. He's telling you, okay, now, do you also have a sister who passed?
Yes.
She's like your biggest cheerleader. She's showing me how much she loves you. She just showed me.
We weren't even talking when she passed.
I was just about to say, she's showing me you might have had your ins and outs, like good days, bad days, but all of that is water under the bridge. So, meaning only love is real. Okay? So only focus on the positive because all the rest is going to cause you guilt and it's unnecessary. You're a good person and that you don't give yourself enough credit for how much you show up for everyone, including these loved ones who passed away. Your dad is not well, you're right, but it's okay. Like you still have time with him. I see you being near him. So are you the one showing up by his side?
Yeah, I'm his caretaker. He lives with me.
Okay. Well, keep doing that and keep praying and asking them to give you strength and courage to keep, you know, strong and connected so that you can show up.
Thank you for calling this morning, Deb.
Thank you.